Howdy, y'all. Welcome to Yarns and Tales. Well, welcome to episode 66. Yes. So, how have y'all been doing? We had us a nice old freeze warning this morning. Yeah, we've been rocking the high 60s, low 70s for quite a while now. And then all of a sudden it up and said, oh, we're not done with you yet. It was 34 this morning. Supposed to get up to a high of around 59 today. Now, I'm recording this on Wednesday. Why Wednesday? Well, okay, y'all know I'm working at Joanne's now, part setup crew, right? Well, budget, blah, 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 shifting people around. My hours got shaved, so I got an extra day off. Actually, it just sort of shifted days. I still worked 3 days. I did have four. But anyway, yada, yada, blah, blah. I ended up with an extra day off during the week. So this is Wednesday, so I'm doing my podcast today, seeing how I still have to work tomorrow. Anyway, enough babbling. It was 34 degrees this morning. Brrr. It was cold, folks. You know, but tomorrow? Oh no, tomorrow's supposed to be back in the 72. Friday, 72, 74, somewhere in there. Yeah, just feel like a yo-yo. And all the yellow that's out there, my red truck. Again, she is confused. She thinks she is yellow now. And my black cats, they come in to eat, and they are yellow, where they have rolled around feeling all good in that sunshine. And they get up, and they go from being smut black to this golden yellow shade. They're hilarious. So anyway, this is episode 66. Today, we finish up that little baby bonnet that we've been working on. This is the third episode in the series. I did work on some of it prior. Some of it today, just prior to turning the mic live. I did that so that I can ensure that I was going to finish it inside this episode today. So then next week, we can start a brand new project. Now, that project might be related to the baby bonnet. It might not. I'm not sure yet. So anyway, let's get on with some yarn, and then I have got a tale to tell you. So, I grabbed the little stir light, full of my stuff. Yes, I feel fairly decent today. Yesterday, oh my gosh, worked Monday, then yesterday I was so, just call me Sparky, because my dress was agging. And I just, after lunch, I took about a 4-hour nap. I woke up when my husband come home. It was almost 6 o'clock. Yeah. But I felt better. And then Terrence slept about 8 hours last night. Holy moly, I've been working my butt off. Anyway, back to the project. Okay. So, last week, when we left off, we stopped at row 11 on the baby bonnet. And that's where we did a single crochet in every stitch across to the other end, which was on top of the repeat. Let me look. Okay, we did that, and we did that. Okay, row 8 was chain 3, skip 1, DC 1, chain 1, skip one DC one. Yes. Okay. So anyway, and then, okay, I'm reading my little notes from last week so that I would know where I picked up when I started doing stuff today. Okay, so that was the open weave. And then on top of that, let's see. Okay. So, row 11 on top of the open weave with the DCs and the skip ones, I did a single crochet all the way across to the end. And that's where we stopped last week. Okay, so starting what I did earlier today prior to a live mic, what I did was I went back and working my way across, I chained 3 and then double crocheted in the first available stitch, and then I put 2 double crochets in every stitch across the front. Now, that gives it a mild ruffle. Nothing tight and super squiggly. This just gives it a nice mild ruffle, kind of like a open face bonnet as opposed to one that just sort of juts out and wraps around. Now, once I tell you what I named this, it'll make so much sense. But anyway, I double crocheted all the way across in each one of those stitches. Now, once I got to the end of it, I got to looking at it, and I was like, that just doesn't look right. Something's missing. So I went back, and as my final row, okay, the 2 double crochets per hole, that was row 12. If I have been counting correctly, that was row 12. Y'all keep in mind, this is a off the just top of my head prototype based on a sewn bonnet I used to make. Okay, so going back across, I decided, you know what, that needs just a little extra something. So what I did was I went back across, and in each hole, this here will be row 13, I chained 1 to start this off. I chained 1, and then in every stitch, I put a single crochet. But I alternated putting 1 in the front stitch, then the next one I'd put a single crochet in the back stitch. Front stitch, back stitch, front stitch, back, all the way across. Each time I would advance 1. Let's make sure I tell you right so you're not confused. I chained 1. Then I single crocheted in the next stitch's back loop. Then I single crocheted in the next stitch's front loop. And I alternated like that all the way to the other end. And that just sort of gave it a real kind of pretty look to me. I like the way it looks. That's the reason I did it. No other reason, really. But of course, when you're in creative mode, isn't that the whole reason you do something? Because you like the way it looked. So, that's what I did for the end of the body of the bonnet. Now, concerning the green part and concerning the ties, because this here is going to tie up under the chin. So, since we're still dealing with yellow, oh yeah, when I got done with that last little single crochet along the edge, I tied it off, snipped, buried the tails, you know, made it all pretty. Now, attach your yellow, and here's where you attach it at. And now keep in mind, I was brainstorming all this right here. I ain't had none of this wrote down. Where the open work and where the double crochets start on that single crochet line, you'll see this kind of loopy little hole. I attached my yellow there. And I chained 50. Let's see, make sure I wrote it down right. Do-do-do-do. Okay, so I made a cute little whoopsie, but you know what? You'd never know it just looking at it. Or did I? No, I did it right. They stretch the same. So anyway, I de-seed. My mouth's running off again. With the yellow, what I did was lose my train of thought. With that, I'll get us a fig of tea. Yeah, it's been, like I said, wow. Been tired, been working my tail off. Oh, dandelion root tea today. I have been living on this stuff. I fix some in the morning, hot, and I put it in my little thermos travel mug. I'll leave it in my truck, so when I go out there for lunch, I have a nice cup of dandelion root tea waiting on me in my truck, and it feels so good to sit down in that nice... Anyway, bonnet. Back to the bonnet. Attach the yellow where I was talking about. Between the open weave, that single crochet line where the double doubles show up, attached there, and I chained 50. Then I turned around and I slip stitched or whip stitched. Some people call them the same thing. They essentially are the same thing. All the way back up the chain to the body of the bonnet. Bound it off. And hid my tails of my yarn. Did the same thing on the other side. Now this gives you a nice solid tether to tie a bow up under the chin or off to the side of the jaw. But this gives you a nice solid tether. Now, to finish up the back where the green is, remember, we chained a base chain of 40 and then put 38 DCs in there, double crochets. Well, you're going to take some of that green and you're going to make a chain of 60 stitches. Now, I clipped a decent sized tail. It left a decent sized tail at the beginning and a decent 4 to 6 inches, you know. And you're going to understand why here in a minute. And about that much at the end of it. Now, I did not go back and whip and slip along this one right here because I did need it to remain kind of skinny and flexible. Now, you can do this one of two ways. I did it this first one I tell you. Okay, that's how I did it the first time and then decided I didn't like the way it looked. The second way is the way that I redid it and left it. With that said, you've chained your 60, you got your tails. Get you a yarn needle. Now, I know some folks are like, well, I'll just use my crochet hook. If that's what you want to use, then you can use that. It worked faster for me because my needle was right here on my starlight. So, first way, you thread up your needle and you weave up and down and in and out of those double crochets on the green all the way around, and you pull them even, and then you scrunch it up, and then you tie a bow at the base of the green, and it'll be, the bow will end up being at the base of the head. Now, if you like it down there, that's fine. There's no wrong way of doing that. Me personally, I like the bow kind of at the top of the head, so I pulled it out of the weaving like that because I didn't like the way it looked. So what I did was, because there were technically 38, sort of. I know, she's going, what do you mean, sort of? It's a creation. There may or may not have been exactly 38. I took the needle and I threaded up one tail and I started counting, and I wove from one side. I wove around roughly 19 stitches. And then I pulled it up a little bit and I left the tail. Now, I took the other end of my green chain and the other side of the bonnet of the green, and if I started under on the first side, I started the weave over on this side, and I wove up and down roughly 19 until I met there in the middle. I put my ends together and I pulled it up where they were even. And then I did a loose gathering, because you're going to have this nice little open piece. It's not going to be closed bonnet. It's going to be a little bit open. This gives you flexibility on the child's head. You can bunch it tight if the baby has a very small head, or you made it and it's, you know, the child is tiny. Or as the child grows slightly, those first 3 to 6 months, depending on how fast and big the child grows, you can adjust this bow because it's on top and you can see it better. So you pull, you gather it gently, you tie and make a bow. And now, I clipped the tails to about an inch long on both sides, after making sure they were really kind of knotted to blitz and back. And then I frayed the ends of the yarn and made them fuzzy. And since this is a four-ply yarn, I had four, but then as you play with it, mess with it, each of those will fray into individual fibers. Now, this here is acrylic yarn that I'm working with. It was scrap yarn. Thus the reason. Scrap yarn, acrylic yarn, is wonderful for durability and working up prototypes. You know, just goofing around. So that's what I did. So I have this cute little green bow on the green back side of this bonnet. The front side with the open work and the loose ruffle is in this beautiful butter yellow. So guess what I named it? I called this design Buttercup, because once it's tied on a baby's head and you look at them, it looks like their face is shining up out of a flower that here in the South we call them buttercups. So yeah. And this is the reason the name of the show today is What's Up, Buttercup? Ain't it cute? But this is the last show dealing with this. Now, I will, for those of you who want it, I'm probably going to go ahead and just sort of type this up into a post and give it a few more pictures, so that you can actually see what I did. But that's it. That's my spring bonnet. What's up, Buttercup? And the cute little model that is sporting it in the feature image, that's my daughter's baby doll from years ago. So it fit her, and she is supposed to be, quote, a life-size newborn. But we all know, those of us, newborns come in a variety of sizes. But this right here is, it's very soft. And it, like I said, I based it on a sewing pattern I used to do years ago. Now, my next thing is I may do a knit version of this. You know, I could work on that next week too. Who knows? I'm just sort of wonky that way. But that's the yarn portion of the show today, as we have finished up this cute little yarn crochet. You know I don't do a lot of crochet patterns. Crochet is fun. Knitting is my love. Now, with that said, we have finished this. It's quite cute. It's very adorable. It's nice and sturdy. Now, I'm going to sit this back in the stir light now that we got that done. And now, I'm going to tell you about, here's my tale for the show. Okay. There. Put it aside. So, we've been, you know, building the shelves and the display places at Joann's. Well, Monday, the first truck of stuff come in. And so this was our first time ever dealing with a lot of stock, if you will. Cardboard boxes. Oh my God. There was a lot of them. I'll say that. There was a lot of them. Me and one of my coworkers, the beginning of the morning, we were tasked after group huddle with opening up some of the initial pallets that were brought to us and scanning and scattering stuff to various bins and trolley carts that could be pushed around the store and put on the shelves and on the pegs and the whatnot by other groups of workers. Then we got this truck. Ooh, I love this part. This truck had all the yarn. Yeah, yarn. Oh my God. Oh my God. Yarn for days. Let me tell you, yarn for days. It gets sent to the store, and it's in boxes that are about 4 foot long, 18 to 24 inches wide, and about 18 to 24 inches deep. Oh my God, I swear there was over 100 of them. No kidding. There was like zero. I mean, it was just like walls of boxes. It was, holy cow. And me and one other girl at this point were in charge of opening each one and sorting out yarn from yarn paraphernalia and other needlework. And so our particular Joann store is at least 1/4 of it is just needlework. Whether it's yarn, rug hooking, cross stitch, tatting. It's yarn based projects and stuff. So these boxes, boo koodles of them. We had bins until we filled them up. Each bin could hold about three of these giant cardboard boxes of yarn. So we're filling these up. And, oh, guys, as I described to my kids so they could really understand my point of view, I said, it was Christmas Day from hell. And my oldest boy, he got to laughing. He said, let me guess, Christmas Day, because it was you opening a bunch of boxes full of yarn. I said, yes. And he goes, hell, because there was too many boxes and you couldn't bring them all home. Yes. Pretty much it. We're talking skeins upon skeins upon skeins of yarn. And I'm getting to touch and feel each one of them. I mean, it was an addict's overload of sensation. It was amazing. Simply freaking amazing. It was fun. I have never enjoyed working so hard in my life. It was awesome. And as I'm going through, the girl I'm working with really isn't into needle arts that much. She's into other aspects of crafting. So as we would go through this, she got tickled with me sitting there going, oh, I have that one at home. I have that one at home and that one. Oh, I have that one and I really hate it. It is not fun. Ooh, I have been looking at this one online. Ooh, I gotta touch it. And I would reach in there and I would touch it. Yep, I definitely need to get that. And ooh, look at this sock yarn and that. Ooh, I hadn't seen that one yet. I need to get this one and that one and that. And ooh, and then I would, oh, look at this. This would make the best pattern on fingerless gloves, or this right here. And I kept going on through these 100+ boxes. Every time one would come open, yep, I was commenting on every freaking skein, ball, and bundle of yarn. I was, oh my gosh, it was so much fun. I literally broke a sweat going through all this right here. And I don't sweat for much. And at one point, I stood still and another couple of ladies were nearby and I said, you know, I got a pair of knitting needles at home that is just calling my name, me, those needles, this yarn, and a bottle of wine just to get started on projects. And one of the ladies walking by said, I'm with you on that one. I'm right there with you, because she's a knitter. She's an avid knitter. And we were just, oh my God, people, the yarn, the eye candy, 4 days upon days of eye candy, and the touching, and the just, it was amazing. Because I don't have a local yarn shop. And the Walmart collection here is a massive joke. So, just the whole overload of sensation of this right here, it was just awesome. Ooh, I'm sitting here, I'm grinning ear to ear, because unless you've ever had that experience of just complete, unfettered playing with one skein after another as you're transferring it from one box to another one, and the colors and the textures and the eye candy that it was is just, you want to bring it home, and there's not enough of you energy or knitting needles for the number of whips and projects you see happening in your mind. They're just flashing through there. And I'm telling my husband this story, and he goes, oh boy. And that kind of oh boy is something along the lines of, she's going to have to work overtime for months to cover her fetish and then build a new house just to put it all in. Oh, but guys, that's my tale. I couldn't wait to share that with y'all this week after I saw the yarn truck come in. It was beyond words amazing. So, yes, totally wow. No, I was not allowed to take pictures. Otherwise, I would have taken this. There was this one shot at the end of the day. It would have blown your minds just to see it. So, I tried to describe it with all the wow and awesome and glossy-eyed, just eye-candy amazement that I felt and I can feel now at how really cool it was. But with that said, it is time for me to sign off already. I mean, this show burned through really quick for me. But anyway, thank y'all for listening. Y'all are the best. Thank you, thank you, thank you. If you are sick, please do get well. I really feel bad for you. If you are well, get to grinning at people. Make them think twice. Or spread the infectious grinning. Who knows? You don't know which one it's going to do. If you're hot, cool off. And if you're like me, you're a little chilly, warm up. But all in all, y'all stop by the website. That's www.revlea.me, revlea.me. Wow, guys, I guess I'll talk to y'all next week with episode 67. Till then, bye, y'all.